While the majority of users of the County of Simcoe's waste carts are satisfied with the system according to a recent survey, there are still some gnawing concerns regarding critters that may be drawn to the bins in more remote areas. On Tuesday, County of Simcoe councillors discussed the newly released results from a waste management satisfaction survey which found 87% of respondents were satisfied or very satisfied with carts, 88% were satisfied or better with collection services and 82% were satisfied with county waste disposal facilities. 94% of respondents were either satisfied or very satisfied with collection reliability. To read our full story on the outcomes of the survey, click here. During Tuesday's discussion, Director of Solid Waste Management Rob McCullough noted the county is still working with residents to deal with a few remaining concerns, including animal interactions with carts. We have a surge in the bear population. They're wandering the streets in Coldwater at night, said Severn Township Deputy Mayor Jane Dunlop. In Severn, the garbage is not picked up until Tuesday morning. Those cottage areas back onto Crown land. Everybody who wants to camp for free goes up there. The garbage bags get ripped apart. We're getting pounded with this in cottage country, she said. Dunlop said she'd received personal attacks as recently as this week via email regarding the matter. What can be done? Something needs to be done before somebody is hurt up there, she said. McCullough acknowledged that the county had received bear complaints from residents in Severn Township. According to information provided by the county, animal interference in waste is common across all methods of waste collection, and in all areas. Although carts are not responsible for more bears in Simcoe County, responsible waste habits will help to limit their impact, notes the county on their website. To limit bear interactions with carts, the county recommends preparation. Food waste is the primary attractant for animals. Therefore, fully utilizing the existing organics carts is another reasonable and quick solution to help limit animal interference with recycling and garbage carts. The gravity lock on the green cart will help to deter smaller animals from getting into the cart. Placement: it is best if all waste is securely stored to minimize potential animal interference, such as in a garage or shed. If space is an issue, prioritize the indoor storage of your green cart, as it contains all food waste. Residents may choose to use their old storage methods, such as bear-proof containers and transfer waste into carts prior to collection. Set out: delay setting out your materials until as closely as possible to the day of collection, preferably only moved out for collection on the collection day. If smells from your organic material is an issue, some residents freeze their green cart material during the summertime and set it in their cart prior to collection. Staff have procured a small complement of specialized bear carts that are to be deployed in the replacement of standard carts that are damaged or destroyed by a bear, as confirmed by county staff investigation, in order to mitigate costs. We want to start with education first, because the bear-resistant carts aren't going to change the attractant, said McCullough on Tuesday. The odor would still be there. Any cart that is damaged and can no longer be used is eligible for a free replacement. The county moved to its new automated cart system November 1, 2021, a move that sparked a flood of concerns from residents about the size of the bins. In October 2021, during a council workshop on the matter, County Council pivoted on their one-size-fits-all position, voting in favor of allowing residents to swap their existing carts for smaller sizes by request. As of February of this year, 5,300 county residents asked for smaller carts, while 163 requested additional carts. At Tuesday's meeting, Midland Deputy Mayor Mike Ross noted he had received more phone calls about the carts than on any other issue during his term. He said he was happy to see the high levels of satisfaction through the survey. Wow. Congratulations. Great job, said Ross. People complained at the start, but everyone in my neighborhood loves them. Midland Mayor Stuart Strathern referenced the pivot on sizing. What I hear when I go door to door, unsolicited, is how well the county listened and adapted, even though residents will sometimes admit they were wrong, which is really something, said Strathern. If you have a cart that has been damaged or destroyed, contact Service Simcoe at service@simcoe.ca or 1-800-263-3199 for investigation.